This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Housing prices are up, which would seem to be good news for the economy. At least, that's the way rising home prices are traditionally played. But stop and think about that for just a second, because for pretty much anything else, groceries, gas prices, clothing, or appliances, the price of a product going up would definitely not be such welcome news. Marketplace's David Weinberg has more on the upside and the downsides of home prices on the rise.
For decades, housing prices have been rising faster than incomes. As a result, there's been a decline in the number of houses that are affordable to the average family. And even the families that can afford to buy a house are paying more. I wanted to visit a city where this is playing out, and San Luis Obispo seemed like an ideal place. San Luis is on the central coast of California, about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. And the night I was there, it was easy to see why people want to live here. One of the downtown streets was closed for a farmer's market. A street band played outside the Victoria's Secret, and everything had a soft glow from the lights strung in the trees. Not only is it beautiful here, there are good jobs. The median income is about $71,000, well above the national average.
The largest employer here is the state of California. That's with employees in two state penitentiaries. And then we also have Cal Poly, our university.
After the government sector is tourism and then agriculture, grapes for the blossoming wine industry. Brad Taunt is one of the first people I sought out in San Luis. He's been a mortgage lender here for 27 years. So I presented him with an imaginary family making the median household income of San Luis. And I asked him what kind of loan could it get.
That particular buyer could find a house for about $356,000.
I then packed my imaginary family and its new loan into the car and drove over to real estate agent Monica King. I asked her to show me just what that $356,000 would buy.
These pictures are wonderful compared to what it looks like in person.
She pulled up some listings in her office.
It's older, built in 1963. It's 1,585 square feet. It does have new carpet, but it's really funky.
Then came the bad news. This was the cheapest house she had, and it was $475,000. She said there were no single-family houses that didn't need significant repairs available for $356,000. My imaginary family was crushed. So more than half of the population in San Luis couldn't afford the cheapest house. What are their options? Well, most of them rent, or they buy houses outside of the city in other parts of the county.
We never imagined in a million years that we would be able to afford a house.
Risa Brown and her husband Martin came to Brad Taunt over a year ago to get a mortgage loan. They were about to have a baby and wanted more space than they had in their rented condo. Together, they still made below the median income. I visited them in their new home.
Oh, I have a handyman business. Risa and her dad run a property management business, and so I do a lot of work for them. Probably 95% of my work is through them.
But the Browns were able to buy.
We paid $316,000 for this place. It's over 1,500 square feet, three bedrooms, two car garage on a quarter acre lot.
Their house is 20 miles north of San Luis in the town of Atascadero. Their new location means a half hour commute into San Luis, and they spend about half of their monthly income on their mortgage payment. Just a generation ago, that was unheard of, says Taunt.
Back then, income to debt ratios were 28 and 36%, meaning of your gross income, you could have 28% of your income going towards your housing expense.
Or you could spend that 36% on your mortgage and your debts, including student loans, credit cards, and any other debt. Today, it's common for families to spend half their income on their mortgage payment. This means cutting spending on everything from eating out to fewer vacations or less rainy day and retirement saving. And as families spend more on housing, they're making less. Eric Franks is an analyst with John Burns Real Estate Consulting.
Incomes, surprisingly, when you adjust them for inflation, have been declining since about 1999, which is pretty startling. So the purchasing power is actually 10% less than it was about 13 years ago.
The day after I left San Luis Obispo, I got a call from Brad Taunt. He wanted to emphasize that even with the challenges facing first-time buyers, this is a great time to buy if you can afford it. Interest rates are still low, and housing prices are on the rise. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
We've got a cool new online interactive that'll add to this story. It's called Income Upshot, and it can help predict whether you're more likely to be a renter than an owner. You can check it out at marketplace.org.